This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today is the second day of the new year, and if you haven't started with major life changes, you are already a day behind schedule. You might be hoping to get some help from apps, so let's get some advice from Whitson Gordon, editor-in-chief of Lifehacker. Hi, Whitson.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How might we help ourselves to stick with our resolutions with software?
If you're just trying to form a good habit, there's a really great app on iPhone called Wonderful Day where, you know, if you're trying to build a habit that's you want to write every day or you want to make sure you exercise every day, you have a calendar and you give yourself just a check mark every day where you complete that task. And the longer you can go, the more motivated you're going to be to keep that habit. So that app, Wonderful Day, is really nice and kind of adapts itself to a lot of different resolutions.
What about hardware? Are there pieces of hardware that could help us stick to our guns when it comes to our resolutions in the new year?
Honestly, one of the best pieces of hardware you have is your smartphone. I mean, you know, a lot of the stuff that the Fitbit can do, you can also do with your smartphone with, just a really good app that uses your phone's accelerometer and stuff like that to track how much you're running and, you know, other things like that. And the other thing I'd mention is that sometimes low tech is actually the best way to go. You know, having a good little planner or just a notebook to write things down is sometimes the best hardware you can get.
Why so?
Some people just find it easier, and it helps you tailor everything to your specific needs without having an app try and tailor your resolutions to their needs.
I would guess that you are optimistic about the power of technology when it comes to helping us change ourselves.
Absolutely.
But I mean, I don't know. Every year I come around to this moment and I look at some of the things that I started doing last year and failed to continue doing. Are you really, in the long term, optimistic about this?
Yes, but I'll say this. You will never become more productive just by getting the right app. You can only become more productive if you actually use it and you motivate yourself to use it and keep using it.
You are the sharpest tool in the tool shed.
Exactly.
Whitson Gordon is the editor-in-chief at lifehacker.com. Whitson, may you be successful in all of your endeavors in 2014.
You too. Thank you so much.